Today is my pleasure to interview Mr. Mel Kapp. And thanks a lot, Mr. Kapp, for being interviewed by me today about the long-form census.
Pleasure.
So, Mr. Kapp, first of all, I understand that you were a Privy Council, clerk of the Privy Council from 1999 to 2002. And if I remember right, there was a census in 2001. So am I correct to say that you are quite familiar with the census process?
Yes, absolutely, both from inside the government and as a citizen, having received once the long form of the census. So, yes, I know what it's like both having filled out the form and having been in government identifying the questions that needed to be asked.
Right.
And indeed, as I recall, 2001, they were inherently political discussions, and it should be a political decision, and it is important for the government of the day to be able to pass judgment on the census and what questions are being asked, that evolution takes place in the questions. So in 1981, we asked how many bathrooms there were, and Mr. Baird said that was inappropriate. Well, we haven't asked that question since 1981.
Mm-hmm. So to write this story, I actually did some research on the census process and whatnot. I came across the 2011 Census Content Consultation Guide. On page 10, there is actually a map in it that kind of a chart that goes through. One of the box actually says submit questions to cabinet. So
that happens every census.
Right. So now when Minister...
I can give you an example. There was newspaper reports in 2000 about the 2001 census, where the question was going to be asked about ethnic background. And the question was, should people be able to say that their ethnic background was Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a decision taken by cabinet to make that a legitimate answer. So that's why I say these are political, legitimately so, but the question that went to cabinet in 2000 and in 2010, I'm sure, was not should we have a census, but what should the questions be? The decision we got out in 2000 was let's not do the long form of the census compulsory.
Sorry, can you repeat the last part again? The decision...
the decision was, let's not have a compulsory long form of the census.
Not have a compulsory of the long form census for that question or for the whole thing?
No. I'm just repeating what I know was gazetted.
Right, right.
The government decided in 2010 that there will not be a compulsory long form of the census.
Right, right. Yeah, okay, sorry. That's my understanding, too. I thought you were talking about 2001.
No.
Right, right. So, looking at that process, I just don't understand, because you were the clerk of the Privy Council, you understand how the cabinet works and whatnot. So, for this census, for the 2011 census, if my reading is right, the questions were submitted to the cabinet, and they approved it, right? So,
I don't know that.
You don't know
apparently
that?
Apparently they didn't.
Oh, really?
Well, in 2010, apparently they said that there won't be a compulsory long-form census.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I understand the part that there won't be a compulsory long-form census. So, they didn't approve the question, and they just decide to turn.
Well, they may have approved the questions. I wasn't there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I guess let's go back. With the previous process, there was a process of rejecting or accepting questions in the compulsory, right? Go ahead. Right. So, which is why my confusion with Minister Clement, when he said there are some intrusive questions and whatnot, and used that as an example for his decision to turn the whole long-form census to be a voluntary one. Which, does it make sense to you?
Not at all. We need to know who we are, we need to know what our problems are, and we need to figure out whether we're making progress or not. And to do that, as a society, we need to have a long form of the census, and we need to make it a census, which is compulsory. It's not a survey, it's a census. The word census matters. And what we need to do is to be able to collect data on individuals. Yes, it's intrusive. Think about this. 20% of the population gets asked every 5 years to fill out this form, and they're compelled to do it. It's obligatory.
Right.
Well, that means once every 25 years, you have to spend about 30 minutes answering 41 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that. I've done that. It's not that big a deal. And what it does is it allows urban planners to figure out where to put roads. It allows the public health authorities to figure out where to put the inoculation centers for H1N1. It allows NGOs and charities to identify vulnerable populations and offer charitable relief. That's what this census is for. It's for people to use. It allows businesses to decide where, a bank to decide where to put its branches, and then to decide where, what kind of people it needs to hire in order to serve that population.
Right.
So this is a very important bit of business for the business community, for NGOs, and for local governments.
Right. So it impacts all those groups who, like, including business. So it's not just charity. It's just not.
It's a big user. The Board of Trade of Toronto has come out four square saying that this is important for them. And the Canadian Marketing Association has come out four square saying it's important for them. The Canadian Medical Association Journal published an editorial vigorously supporting the need for the census, showing all the kinds of research that was done to support the census. These are all important elements that are used by the public at large.
Mm-hmm. So in your group's letter, it stated there'll be a great loss in monitoring how various groups are doing over time, as there will be a serious break in the data after 2006. This break will...
For the last 35 years, people have been filling out this long form of the census in one form or another. And we've been doing this for over 130 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, from 2011 forward, we will not have a data point. That means that all those people who filled out the form for the last 35 years did so for naught, because we won't have the next point on the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you, like, there are average Canadians out there that doesn't seem to get the importance of a continuous set of data. Can you help them a little bit?
Well, we've seen immigrants to Canada, and we measure their performance by looking at how census populations have changed, how incomes have changed, how the number of bedrooms in their houses have changed. We see whether they have changed occupations. All of these things are valuable in determining how well immigrants are doing. Aboriginal people, we've seen a huge change in how one of the only sources of data we have for measuring Aboriginal educational attainment is the long form of the census. And if we lose that, researchers and First Nations are not going to be able to identify the performance of those people.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Kapp, Mr. Tony Clement is saying in this is his Twitter tweet. Actually, this is quoting him. Actually, 168,000 felt strongly enough last time about mandatory long form to refuse on pain of jail. Yet that sample was deemed valid. How do you respond to his comment?
I don't know where he got the number, but if that's the case, fix it. Let's find them. I mean, I think people should have a civic duty. Look, it is intrusive. It's obligatory. I stop at every stop sign and every red light I come to.
Mm-hmm.
That is the state coercing me to stop in order to give the public good of public order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to be coerced by the state because there's a public good. I think that I'm prepared to fill out the long form of the census because it's a public good.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't comply and I go through a red light, I get a fine. If Minister Clement wants to say that imprisonment should not be an option on not filling in the long form, let's talk about it. I think that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't send people to jail. But I think it's legitimate to say, fine them, $500. You don't want to contribute to the public good of your neighbors? Then then you have a fine and you have to pay. And too bad. Yes, it's coercion, but the coercion is worth it. Yes, it's intrusive, but the intrusiveness is worth it.
Right. Think on the intrusiveness. The data collected, they are anonymous, right? Am I right? Like they
There's never been a question of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
People call it privacy. It's not privacy. It's intrusion. Yes, it's coercion and intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not privacy. Because there has never been a case in the history of Canada, in the history of Statistics Canada, where someone's personal census data has been released.
Mm-hmm.
All that is released are the aggregations by census tract.
Mm-hmm.
So they add them up. Okay? And therefore, this is not a question of privacy. Statistics Canada has an unblemished record of keeping to themselves private all of the returns of the census.
Right. So Canadians should.
There's another use that's really important in this, you know, and that is the use Statistics Canada makes of the long form of the census to decide where to do the other surveys. So the labor force survey,
mm-hmm.
where they decide randomly who to survey, is based on the data that we have in the long form of the census.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of the long form of the census, it's going to be very difficult to decide where to do the labor force survey. It's going to be very difficult to decide where to do the household survey.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the main driving force of all the other surveys, including labor, unemployment, and whatnot. And without that determination, the statistical validity of the big population census, the other smaller one, it's going to be a lot more difficult, if not impossible.
Unreliable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I think the government's plan doesn't make sense. In response to this business, they're saying we're not going to actually save money. We're going to spend $30 million more and expand the survey. By expanding the survey, what they actually do is make more unreliable data available.
Mm-hmm.
Making it more unreliable data available is not helpful.
Right. Can you help average Canadian understand why volunteer filling data is that unreliable compared to a mandatory one in brief explanation?
Well, I mean, the randomness, I mean, the problem here is you've got to do this by census tract. So you have boundaries around geographic areas, and you identify random households in that area. And so almost 3 million people received the long form of the census the last time. And that means that, you know, 20% of the population, but actually only about 10% of the population. Sorry, 20% of the survey goes out, but only about 10% of the population, because we do it by households, right? So you end up with actually not a very widespread, onerous, coercive survey, census. And we need that data to be reliable for use in every other way. The United Way uses the census data to decide where the vulnerable populations are that they should give out their charitable money for.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I read it correctly, yeah, I remember reading, if it is voluntary, then poor people, richer people, or aboriginal people, they don't fill out the form.
There's a bias in the results, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a bias in the results, taking more of a sample doesn't change the bias, it
mm-hmm.
makes the bias worse.
Right.
Okay? So going from 20% to 30% exacerbates the problem. It doesn't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your group has asked to meet with Minister Clement and has responded to with a meeting with you guys?
Not at all.
Not at all. And if you guys have this meeting with Minister Clement, what would be the main discussion points with him?
I'd like to find a way to make his concern about coercion and intrusion accommodated. I mean, I've not alleged that he's wrong. It is intrusive. So if right now we do 47 questions on the census, and if he thinks that it would be better to lighten the burden and make it only, 38, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how to minimize the intrusiveness of the census. But I don't think it should be that we're not going to do it. We need to know who we are. We need to know how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have the long form of the census.
Right. So finally, is it too late for the government to make any changes? And what should Canadians or businesses do to reflect their concern?
I don't know if it's too late, and I think it's important that people tell their member of parliament that they care.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kapp, for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.